With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The 2025 Mining Expo and Conference is underway in Windhoek. Exhibitors have increased from 186 to 196, and booth spaces have grown from 268 to above 300. A record 7,831 visitors registered for this year's exposition, which is a 31.7% jump from the 2023 attendance. Angie Scott reports.
At the 2025 Mining Expo and Conference underway at the Windhoek Showgrounds, the managing director of Navagap Mine, George Bochiwe, shared an ambitious vision for the Navagap gold mine expansion under the theme Unlocking Jobs, Innovation and Economic Transformation. He revealed that the expansion project will significantly increase gold production while prioritizing local job creation, technical innovation and sustainable practices. He emphasized that QKR Namibia is committed to inclusive growth with a strong focus on upskilling Namibians, empowering local suppliers, and building long-term resilience in the Erongo region. The expansion will introduce advanced mining technologies to improve efficiency, reduce environmental impact, and ensure safer operations, positioning Navagap as a model for modern mining in Namibia. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
To a story in South Africa that's gaining serious traction, the Patriotic Alliance has filed criminal charges against Open Chat podcast hosts Mtokozizi Metula and Sinotando Kama over viral comments deemed offensive to the colored community. Though the hosts have since apologized and removed the remarks, PA leader Gayton McKenzie says they will also pursue a case in the Equality Court for unlawful discrimination.
It's racism. We must never allow people to become that comfortable. If we have to say that about other races, we would have been on every front page. That's why you see they don't even profile those people. But listen to me, Secretary General of the Patriotic Alliance. We are going to go after them in their personal capacity legally. We're going to go after their show.
One person has died, at least a dozen others have been injured, while three people remain missing after a massive fire in southern France. The blaze in the region near the Spanish border has burnt an area bigger than Paris.
The French Prime Minister has described the fire as a catastrophe of unprecedented scale, and as of Thursday morning local time, the fire was still not under control. 2,000 firefighters have been mobilised in the area using firefighting planes and helicopters to drop water. Some people have been moved to safety, roads are closed in the region, and the fire is now the biggest in France since 1949. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, Africa's number one boxer, Philippus Ngitumbua, will take on second-ranked Ngcolisi Zuma of South Africa in a WBO Global Super Bantamweight title fight. The highly anticipated match is scheduled for Saturday at the Windhoek Country Club. MTC Sunshine Boxing Academy promoter Nesta Tobias shares more.
The WBO Global is a title for the elite boxers, you know. So the win, you're going to give the winner something big. You're going to give him a better rating in the world. If you can see, Energy is now rated number 8 by WBO. And the win, you're going to put him in the top 5. And that gives him already the opportunity to fight for the world title. You know, Zuma is number 2 in Africa. Energy is number 1. So meaning it's number 1 versus number 2. That gives you already, give a winner a good chance to get a better rating.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.